Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutorNeilHaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome the program from VH1's The Breaks, writer, producer, everything, Seeth Mann. Seeth, how are you? And thanks for calling.
I'm great, Neil. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. One question I want to ask you, in all your directing, kind of defined for our audience. A lot of people forget what the director does. And I know this is your baby. We're going to definitely talk about The Breaks, but what it takes to be a director for our listeners out there. Because it's a really, some people don't understand what that job is.
That's a great question, Neil. You know, the director, from my perspective, and I imagine that if you ask different directors, you might get different answers. But for me, the director's primary responsibility is to tell the story clearly and well, and to really be, you know, the first audience for the story. And so, you know, in film, in television, in narrative filmmaking, you know, you have a visual medium, you have, you know, the script, you have actors. And so those are the, I guess, for me, the primary domains of the director. First and foremost is to capture performances that are real, that help move the narrative forward, yes, but also are real because, you know, especially in an age where the audience is as media savvy as they are, if the audience doesn't feel like something's real, then they're out of the story. And so the director's job is already compromised if he doesn't deliver or if she doesn't deliver on believable performances. Right? And there's a lot that goes into that. It's not just the believability of the moment, but it's also the foundation of the character, understanding who that character is, how they are from moment to moment, what their behavior is, what their motivations are. All of that becomes a communication between the director and the actor. And, you know, then the next part of it is the visual medium, right? People go to the movies. People turn on television shows. The images that are presented are very important, right? And there, again, is a storytelling tool, right? So you have to figure out how to construct your visuals in a way that help move the narrative forward and also, again, tell the story. So it's not just about, you know, how you, you know, it's not just about pretty pictures, right? It's not just about what is that image up there. It's a lot about the blocking, which, again, is how the actors are moving in the space, how they're interacting with each other, how they're interacting in a space, how the moment that you're capturing is played out, and then how you translate that to cameras, angles, frames, how you edit that. It's all part of it. And, you know, then you have all your other departments. You know what I mean? You have production design, which is the set, the world, the environment. You have costume design. You have music. You have all of these elements that are there, that are tools for you to tell the story so that the audience can follow it, so that the audience is engaged, so that the audience is invested in the characters whose lives you are trying to put on screen.
And that's so true. And
I guess you
so well, Keith, because you think about a director and you think about all those roles that are important. They only really honor a lot of them, you know, during the Oscars. And sometimes they bring up specific things, but people forget the director. They talk about the writer, they talk about the producer. And the director lets make sure all the great talent in every area is just showing what the true message of what that writer wants and that producer wants. That's what the director does, making sure it happens. Absolutely. All right. Well, I know that one of the people that you look up to is definitely Spike Lee. And so you had a lot of opportunities to direct specific shows like one episode and different things. But this is your baby. And it started first as an original movie on VH1. Now it's a series. So tell me specifically how you came up with this project and all of this, because you write it. You're the executive producer. You're the director. You're doing a lot of different things.
Yeah. So, first of all, big shout out to Spike. You brought him up. I can't not co-sign. Yes, Spike has definitely been a tremendous role model and hero of mine for years. So how I came up with this, you know, it's a collaborative journey to this story. It really was first a book written by Dan Charnas called The Big Payback, The History of the Business of Hip Hop. And Dan wrote that book, I think, in 2010, I want to say, is when he published it. And it was a very well-researched, beautifully written, comprehensive history of 40 years of the business of hip-hop. And I didn't know Dan at the time, but I had an idea to do a sort of, you know, what I called in my own shorthand at the time, like a boardwalk for hip-hop, something that would be rooted in real history, that, you know, obviously you would have a little dramatic license, but really I just wanted to understand how this music that was born in the South Bronx became this dominant world culture that it has become by 2010, 2011. And unbeknownst to me, Dan had written the book that basically documented all that and went and set it up as a project at VH1. So I'm over in Los Angeles looking, reading all I can to try to understand how this happened. I grew up listening to hip-hop, but I was never in the business myself. I never made music. I just listened to it. I just danced to it. And so one of the books that I got turned on to was Dan's book and loved it. But at that time, it had already been optioned and set up as VH1. But they needed a writer. And so it was one of those kismet things where they start calling the agencies looking for writers, I imagine, and the research agent at CAA, where I am, knew that I loved Dan's book. And so they put us together, put me first in a room with Maggie Molina, who is, you know, our executive and one of our executive producers, and we hit it off. We were saying all the same things, and then she introduced me to Dan, who shared with me the treatment that he had pitched to VH1 when he met with them, and I loved it. I started giving him notes on it. Oh, I'd change this, let's keep that, let's do this, let's do that. And before I knew it, you know, we were off and running. And that's how it was born.
And what's amazing is you thought it would just be a film, right, an original film, and now it's a series. So I'm sure the fans are really excited about this, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, you know, one of the great things about the movie was that, you know, in a good way, I think a lot of fans were a little mad at the end. They, you know, they wanted to know what happened. They wanted to hear the answer to that question that Foray so shrewdly poised to Nikki at the end of the episode. And, you know, thankfully VH1 recognized how much excitement there was about this story. Not only about the era, 1990, but in particular the characters that we brought to life in the movie and let us continue the journey, which has been so great, you know, for all of us that are in the writer's room and all of us that are in production, you know, bringing those scripts to life. But also I think the fans have been very grateful to be able to continue this journey back into 1990 and continue this journey with Nikki Jones, DV, David, yeah, and Barry Foray.
And what I think is really cool is it tells about the history of hip-hop, talks about a lot of the different things, but now it just leads into more storylines than just a movie. And, you know, that's more of a challenge to keep them wanting more each and every week. So that's where you've been in this process of making this a series, right? That's the challenge as a writer and executive producer, is make sure that every week they want more.
Exactly, yeah. And I would say, you know, it's definitely been a great learning curve for me. And one of the things that I have learned is, you know, making the series is more challenging for sure than making the movie. And that's one of the tasks. You know, we made a 2-hour movie and we developed it for 2 or 3 years. Then we, you know, we shot it in 20 days and we spent, you know, several months cutting it, you know, and in the series environment, you know, we aired January of 2016. I think by March, the decision was made to go forward with the series. You know, our writer's room started in May of 2016, and we were shooting the first episode of 8 on August 15th, you know. So it was a tremendous amount of speed with which we had to develop 8 hours worth of material that is just as compelling, if not more compelling, than the movie.
And the fans that love the movie are back, and now we want more people to know. And I think that anyone who is interested in hip-hop needs to check this out. Again, Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern on VH1. Seth, is there a place we can find information on you? Are you on social media and stuff to connect with you? A website for people to find out?
I'm on Twitter at GateLife, and I'm on Instagram and have made my inaugural post at GateLife also. So either Twitter or Instagram at GateLife, which is G as in God, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, E as in Eric, L as in Love, I as in Idiot, F as in Frank, E as in Eric.
All right, Steve, good talking to you, man. Take care, good luck, and thanks for educating us on what a director does. Thanks, man.
Hey, Neil, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
Take care, man. Yeah, okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.